This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do want you to be part of the conversation. I really do want you to pay attention to what's going on around you. Again, hopefully tonight, schedule permitting, we'll have Congressman Steve Knight on with us at some point in time, I believe. You know what? You never know what comes up with these guys. Seriously. And we're not Fox. Well, to a degree, I guess, thank God we're not Fox. You know, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live and listen live and take the polls. A lot going on up there. But you can also take, you can also give me your email address so that every week when I send out an email as to the shows we're going to be shows we're going to be doing, the people we're going to have on, topics we're going to take on, you'll be able to be informed. And I don't send out a lot of junk, and I don't send it out every night of the week. We send it out once a week. And then you can decide what night you want to watch, what night you want to listen to. So we're going to do a little bit of a smorgasbord of stories here. The first one, only in California. Unless you're going to tell me otherwise, or unless you got something different, only in California. Only in California will the loons that run the state actually pay you for not shooting each other. You know, you heard me right. So in Stockton, California, their mayor, Michael Tubbs, condemned the violence in the city over the weekend and is considering a couple of different ways to combat crime, including one that pays people not to commit crimes. I love this. Maybe Chicago should do this, right? They go broke. Well, they're already broke. Never mind. they can tell them they're going to pay them, just don't. What are you going to do? So there were four homicides in Stockton between Monday and Wednesday. That brought the total number of killings in the city to more than 24. Tubbs released a statement Wednesday night after the string of violence. He said, "All life is sacred, and even one homicide is too many. Overall crime continues to trend downward, but we must remain vigilant," Tubbs said. "The city's exploring a couple of options in the hopes of curbing the number of violent crimes in the city." Now, the first option is out of Detroit. It's called the Project Greenlight. In this situation, live cameras would be set up inside and outside of businesses in Stockton, and the cameras would be monitored in real time from the police headquarters. Now, you'd have the private rights people going nuts over this, and I'm sure the ACLU would be all over it as well. The second option out of the Bay Area is more controversial. Richmond's advanced peace users taxpayer dollars to pay men with firearm history not to shoot guns. In exchange, the men can participate in adult fellowship, mentorships, and job opportunity programs. Stockton's version of the advanced peace would not exclusively use taxpayer dollars. Before implementing the program, like Advanced Peace, he said, "I would seek philanthropic dollars instead." The program has shown success in reducing violent crime. Right. So, what do you do? Walk into the police station? You go, "Hey, listen, I was just thinking of shooting my neighbor because his dog won't stop." And I got to thinking, does this really pay off? And then I heard the word pay in my head, and I decided, hey, the city pays you for not shooting people. So here's the deal. How much is it? Because if you don't pay me now, when I leave, I'm going to shoot them. I mean, the only upside is you're putting some cash in my pocket here. How do you know? How do you know when to pay? You see what I mean? Only in California. Who else thinks of this stuff? And if they do, why? Now, it comes from a valid TV station up there. Anyway. And then, talk about, I wanted to hit this with Xander. Xander would have had a ball with this. The New York mayor, Bill de Blasio. Everybody loves him, don't they? Or everybody loves to dislove him. They say he might be indicted. He may have a problem. Now, look. There's a lot going on around him. He actually has a... when he's running for office, he's got a couple of challenges. One in particular, Nicole Malliotakis. Best I can do, people. Right? She blasted Mayor Bill de Blasio's appalling $2 million flip-flop over legal bills tied to the corruption probe she faces. Now, she went on to say, hey, look, our mayor is ethically challenged. He has shown a complete disregard for the taxpayer today by now saying he's going to use taxpayer money to pay for his legal fees. Because now he has a $2 million legal tab to defend him against corruption. I don't know how that happens. If you're being accused, you're an elected official, you're being accused of corruption in your public seat, how do you use taxpayer money to defend yourself and still do it a straight face unless you truly are corrupt? Now, two separate grand juries have been convened on this guy. Both in Manhattan, one federal, one state. They've already heard the testimony. Now, according to the New York Times, city officials acknowledge, are knowledgeable about the illegal fundraising efforts de Blasio used with campaigning, including potential pay-to-play violations. Well, this goes on in his party a lot. I'm not just picking on the Democrats, but think about it. Most of the stories we do, most of the corruption stories you see, most of them, they're Democrats at the center of them. Right? And now he wants $2 million to protect himself, to keep himself out of jail, about stealing taxpayer dollars, in essence. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, it's only 111 degrees. And it was close to that anyway. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the polls, live Facebook feed. A lot you could do up on the website, including giving me your email address, because I send out once a week, I send out information to the show, who we're going to have on, topics we're going to discuss, that kind of thing. And that is not, you know what, I mean, not bad, right? Hey, somebody earlier in the chat room said that, you know, I was complaining about discrimination, how bad discrimination is, kind of trouble we can get into with discrimination, how fast guys like me can be brought up on discrimination charges if we let this thing get too bad. He said discrimination is stretched so far out that if you buy an orange, you could be sued by an apple grower. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Maybe not him. What? I thought it was funny when I read it. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, not later on, not so much, I guess. Eh, whatever. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to call me on the carpet. I don't really care. We're talking about de Blasio. Let's see you call him on the carpet. Here's a guy. I love this guy, though. He really, you can see it in his face. You can see the smugness in his face. You can't stop me. I'm the mayor. I can do anything I darn well please. My money is on the fact that he's a one-term mayor. Seriously, I don't know how he gets away with this. He's spending $2 million of taxpayer money to defend himself against corruption charges. That just shouldn't be right. I mean, maybe other charges you might be able to justify that with, because people love to sue the mayors. They love to sue, you know, council people and that kind of thing. But seriously, he needs to pay his own bills. You know what? And if they turn out not to be real, or he's found not guilty, then let him go back after the money. Well, I don't get this. You know, I don't know. Anyhow, I knew I was going to do that. At a state level, it's alleged that de Blasio and several of his senior aides may have funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars through upstate New York's county committees and passed it through the Democrat committee during the party's unsuccessful bid to regain control of the state Senate from Republicans in 2014. And, you know, these people move, when they move money, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, or whatever, when they're moving that kind of money around, my God, I can't imagine from some of the stuff that I've seen that it's all above board. Now, they say the move and the way they move the money is proven, and it's a stark violation of state election laws. Now, Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. is reportedly conducting a state inquiry. Now, the federal investigation, which was launched by Manhattan U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, yeah, I did the best I could with that one, is reportedly examining whether de Blasio or his aides conducted political favors for donors in exchange for contributions made to his 2013 mayoral candidacy. These two investigations are part of five. Not part of two. Not just two. Five. That were brought against de Blasio. Now, the little trick here, too, is they do let staff handle most of it. They do put most of it on staff to, you know, collect the money, to pick up the checks, to make the phone calls, that kind of thing. They try to keep the mayor away from it, or the candidate away from it, so they can get, what do they call it, plausible deniability. Now, because federal and state grand jury proceedings are conducted in private, few details were available. But there's a hint here. They don't bring grand juries together because you stole Snickers bars from the local corner store. It doesn't work that way. But in the federal case, it's a little different. Prosecutors have secured the assistance of Mr. Singe, owner of the Water's Edge restaurant in Long Island City, who has been indicted in unrelated federal fraud and bribery charges. Mr. Singe had met with senior officials in City Hall about issues involving his restaurant and was close to resolving them when he was arrested last year. Two people with knowledge of the inquiry Where are they coming up with these words? Anonymity. There you go. Works for me. This is the advanced list. There we go. All right, so let's... Am I going to have time for that? Yeah, I'll do it. All right, we'll take Bobby from Long Beach. Bobby from Long Beach, you're on the phone.
I think that de Blasio has the right to defend himself. He's a public figure. It's part of the process of him being in that position. And they're going to accuse him of that... if that allegation is true or not, he has to use that system.
But you think he gets to use taxpayer dollars? Because this is not that he gave an order to shut down a bridge or something like that, you know, inappropriately. This is him being brought up on charges that it was pay to play, on corruption charges, whole different animal.
Well, it's still the same system. It still involves in the same public sphere.
Yeah, I just, like I said, so how often do we let him do, I mean, corruption is a big deal. It's so much different than dereliction of duty or that kind of thing.
I understand, but it's still part of it. As crappy as it would be to just abuse that, it's still under the umbrella of his administration, and, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad.
Well, let me ask you a question. If he gets... If they find out he is guilty of corruption, should he have to pay the $2 million back?
I'm not that aware of the entire case, so I don't know. I honestly don't know that part.
Well, I'm just saying, though.
I would assume that, again, another part of the same puzzle.
All right. Well, yeah. See, somewhere there's got to be justice for the taxpayers, too. You know, too many of these guys are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I agree with that. And so I would knee-jerkingly agree with that last bit as being, yes, good with the bad. You're taking the bad, too. Pay up. Yeah, of course.
There you go.
I mean, yeah.
I agree with you there. And we can be on the same page there. I very much appreciate that.
Yeah.
Bob, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And again, this is fine because it's five separate charges against him. They're only going after two. And again, the federal case, the prosecutors, they have a witness to this to a degree. We'll put it that way. See, when a guy's been arrested because he's having his own problems and he goes, oh, hey, listen, if you let me off, I've got dirt on this guy. That's always bothered me. That's always made me a little sketchy. So anyhow, but again, I don't like it. I personally, this is me. I don't like when these elected officials get to use taxpayer dollars for many things. I mean, again, not like he was caught doing a favor for somebody. That goes on in the big city all the time. I don't know. One guy shouldn't get his leg up on the other because he helped with your campaign and what have you. But it happens all the time. But when you're actually asked, hey, you know, my coffers are a little empty. I've got to run for office again in 2 years. Can you help me out? And while you're helping me out, I'll call and see what I can do about getting that permit turned around for you. I grew up with that. Not comfortable with it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. A lot more of this craziness on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of crazy stuff going on in the news. I mean, stories that you just don't hear anywhere else. We do here on The Real Side. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I mean, we can hear about President Trump's handshake on 3,000 other shows and stations tonight, whether it was manly or not manly, or what. I mean, I am so. If that's all the news has to talk about, good luck to them. All right. And anyhow, I just a lot of this tomfoolery, I'm just not interested in. But I love to do the stories that just kind of fall under the radar, that go by, that mean so much. That means so much to you, you need to understand what these things mean to us. I love the education stuff because I'm in it on a regular basis. And again, if you don't pay attention to what's going on in education, if you don't pay attention to what's going on, you know, with your school board members, your state board of education and what have you, then you deserve what you get. Stop sending out those emails or those pictures of, you know, look what my son had to do in school today. Look at the test he had to take, and it had to do with Islam, or it had to do with abortion, or it had to do with, you know, gay marriage, whatever it is that gets you crazy. And I always love the first question is, so, did you help elect a school board member? Did you help elect a state board of education member? No. Okay. You're on your own. Right, and you cannot keep running to conservative commentators, conservative legislators after the fact. You can't do it. There are a lot of conservative families in the state of California and in the area that I live in who always say, and I know it's not very comfortable, they always say, well, how did that happen? And I love to say, because you didn't get out and help. Well, I voted. Good, good. I got one vote. What else did you do? Did you tell anybody you were voting for me? Did you put my sign out front? Did you make phone calls for me? Did you send me $5? Skip a cup of coffee. Send me $5. What did you do to help me win my seat? And then if you helped me get into my seat, what are you doing afterward? Is all the work on me? I need your help. Conservative legislators, conservative elected officials need your help. You can't just show up on election day and that's it. Because people pound on them all year long. And, as I've always said, it's a representative government. So if I've got 70 lib parents in there wanting me to do something and no conservative parents, how am I supposed to vote? Yes, within the law, you're right. But if I'm representing the people, I got 70 people there who say they want A, I personally want B, but none of the B people showed up, how should I vote? This is the same problem they're having in Oregon and here in California. So Oregon approved the measure. You ready for this one? You know how you guys have always been told that that there's no, you know, there's no tax money spent for abortions? And then we kind of cutely say, well, yeah, there is. They just kind of put it in a different bucket, and they don't let you know they're using it for an abortion, but they do. Well, in California and Oregon, it's a little different. Now, Oregon lawmakers approved a measure requiring insurance companies to cover abortions and other reproductive services at no cost. Now, again, I that irritates me to no end. Having an abortion is not reproductive health. Because the reproductive system was put there for a reason. And whether you believe in God or Mother Nature, I happen to believe in God. God put the reproductive system in there so you could have more of me. That should scare you. So you could have offspring. See, the whole idea is so it will carry that baby. You know, science calls it a fetus. Okay, whatever. It'll carry the baby all the way through. That's what the reproductive system is supposed to do. It's not a killing system. It's not a termination system. It's a reproductive. It is supposed to reproduce. So when you stop that reproductive system from doing its job, when you, man, stop it from doing its job, forget the part about playing God. Let's just say, how is that a health issue? Get out of the way and let it work, and then that quote-unquote health process will work just fine. So now Oregon is forcing insurance companies to pay for reproductive and abortion services. And I don't know, I don't even know how you do this. I don't even know how you do this with a straight face. The insurance companies in Oregon would be required under this law to cover abortions, other reproductive services at no cost to the patient, regardless of income. So even if you're making $300,000-$400,000 a year, your insurance company should have to pay for this. Okay? It also goes on, the bill goes on to say that it's regardless of your, ready, citizenship status. So you could be a rich immigrant, rich illegal immigrant, or rich, no, I'll stick with illegal immigrant. You don't have to have any gender identity. You don't have to be a legal resident. You don't have to be here legally. And again, you can make a couple $100,000 a year. The state of Oregon will still pay for your abortion, or the insurance company, which is, you know as well as I do, regulated by the state. In some cases, subsidized by the state. Oregon already has some of the most liberal abortion laws in the U.S., leaving out otherwise common requirements for waiting periods or spending limits or even taxpayer funding. Also, they have a very, 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 very liberal third trimester abortion approvals, if you would. The measure, which does offer some religious-based exemptions, comes as a federal government and other states are seeking restrictions on abortion services. President Donald Trump earlier this year signed legislation allowing states to withhold federal family planning funds from Planned Parenthood and even other abortion providers. In May, the Texas legislature approved a sweeping package of new abortion limits. I think it's funny. We're always told, you know, when the president gets up there and gives speeches, all presidents, but the pro-abortion ones especially, I love when they talk about the budget and they talk about their new bills and not one nickel will go to illegals. And not one nickel will go to abortions. No, about 723 nickels will go to abortions. And about 12,000 nickels will go to illegals. I mean, come on, just be honest about it. That's the way it's working out. Now, Oregon's legislature has been in the making for years, but was introduced in early March, largely in response to the Republican congressional leaders' earliest attempts to repeal former Barack Obama's health care law. Now, that includes, ACA includes minimal coverage requirements for birth control and reproductive services. And again, I don't know why they have to lie about this stuff. It's not reproductive. The democratically controlled Oregon Senate approved the measure in a 17-13 vote. Right along party lines. Now, you know the governor's going to sign it, right? No question about it. Now, in some states, such as New York, abortions are cost-free, especially if they're deemed medically necessary. See, that's a hard one, right? The Oregon bill is unique, however, in that patients would have access to the procedure for virtually any reason, anytime, including sex-selective and late-term abortions. Now, for some of the youths that are on the you that are on the fence about this, you better change the station now. Okay, I'll give you a second. I have never understood this. This has always been, as Yul Brynner said in The King and I, he's always a puzzlement. How somebody on the way to get an abortion, a legal abortion, like in Oregon, or New York for that matter, is not brought up on murder charges. Yet me, driving down the road, has a blow up my tire, or I've had a little bit too much to drink, and I hit that mother with my car, okay, and she falls and aborts that baby, or that baby dies, I can be brought up on manslaughter charges. So my first question is it a human or isn't it? Because if it's not a human, if it's not human enough, or it's not a human being, and that's why she gets to kill it, then why am I brought up on charges? That's just hypocrisy. And if it is a human at the time that I could possibly kill it, then let's just be honest about it again and say the mother gets to play God. She gets to stop the life of that human being. She gets to stop the heartbeat. And last I checked, death is always confirmed in a human when the heart stops beating. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Obviously, the natives are restless. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. I don't care whether it's with me or other people, you know, other people in the chat rooms. Just get involved in the conversation. Talk these things out. And don't yell at each other. I'm the one that yells. Don't yell at each other. No, come on, really, seriously. I know I'm being kind of funny to a degree, but I really do want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged, get in the chat rooms, talk to each other. Whether you don't agree, you be polite about it. You can be spirited, you can be heated, but don't call each other names. It just doesn't get anywhere. I get caught up in that from time to time. I don't like it. I don't mean it. So forgive me ahead of time. Talking about what's going on in Oregon, how the state legislature there has decided that late-term abortions, all abortions on demand, anytime, anyhow, anyway, is fine by me. And they'll even pay for it in some cases. And they don't care how much money you make. And I want you to think about it. So it's not because of the mother's health. It doesn't have to be any of that. But as I was saying before the break, It's hypocritical. They have laws against murder, laws against manslaughter, laws against taking somebody's life. And the double standard. Now, this is look at it'd be one thing if I tripped a woman or pushed her by accident, whatever, or even out of anger, and she loses that baby. Now remember, she's on her way to a Planned Parenthood to have an abortion. Right? I shouldn't be brought up on any charges if she loses that baby, no matter what I do to her. Maybe assault on her. We can go down that road. But how do I get charged with manslaughter, involuntary or not, if she loses that baby? How does that happen? So what you're saying to me is she has the right to play God. She has a right to decide whether that life lives or not. Because, see, it has to be a life. Otherwise, you're confused. You can't put me in jail for taking a life that doesn't exist when she's going to do the exact same thing. It doesn't exist. It doesn't make sense. And this particular bill is even more egregious. Please explain to me. Now we've decided it's a life, and we find out it's a boy. But I don't want a boy. I already have three boys. I want a girl. We'll get rid of this one, and we'll try again. Why? Because these abortions in Oregon that are paid for, can be paid for by taxpayer dollars, are also sex selective. You just don't have to like the sex you have. Come on. Who does this make sense? You really think that this was the Supreme Court's mindset back in the 70s when they approved this, when eight white guys gave women the right to have abortions? No. No, it was supposed to be for health reasons. They were supposed to be far and few between. They were not supposed to be on demand anytime without reason. That was not what the ruling was. Now, they have worked it into that. We've allowed them to work it into the point where now it's all about women's rights. Oh, it's one about, and we even went past that. It's not about women's rights anymore. Now it's about women's health rights. Now, under the Oregon Health Care Plan, the state's Medicare program that currently spends about $2 million a year to pay for roughly, ready for this one? 3,500 abortions statewide. 3,500. Unintended pregnancies can perpetuate cycles of poverty. I love this. Then, okay, relax. I'm still going to say it, but I'm going to relax for a second. The problem with unwanted pregnancies is they can perpetuate cycles of poverty. Well, that's great. Guess what? Wear protection or don't have sex. It's that simple. I mean, come on. So it makes more sense. This is what I mean to you, why society has gone so far into the toilet. Adoption has become taboo. Abortion is the norm. I'm sorry. How does that make sense? With who does that make sense? Adoption, we make it almost impossible to adopt. An abortion, that fast. Right? And on top of that, again, back to this, 3,500 abortions statewide, $2 million a year. Boy, that money couldn't be used for something else now, could it? And we can't hold anybody responsible. We don't want anybody to feel bad about what they're doing. Ever. We don't want our kids to feel bad, which is why they're all over the place. So we fidget spinners, what are those things called? A psychiatrist recently came out and said, wrong, it's wrong, they're wrong, you shouldn't be using them. Because we're not parenting anymore. We've given that up, too. Here, kid, take this, it'll keep you busy. Unintended pregnancies can perpetuate cycles of poverty. We can help stop that by killing children in the womb. It's a woman's right to choose when and if she is ready in her life to have a child. Right, she can choose to wear protection or not. She can choose to have sex or not, along with the guy. I'm not putting it all on the woman. Guys are just as much responsible. Now, that's only partially true because men can be easily snubbed and pushed away. It's all the woman's right. She doesn't even have to tell him she's pregnant. You see how one side is the woman gets to play God? The woman has total control, total rights over every part of this. And I know it's fair because it's her body. Well, nobody even said it wasn't her body. But really, when do we take personal responsibility for things? Oregon's $10 million reproductive health care bill would also provide public funds for family planning services. Right. You know what they mean by that, right? Postpartum care for low-income residents. All government and private sector health plans must also cover birth control, vasectomies, prenatal and postnatal care, counseling and domestic abuse victims, as well as screenings for cervical and breast cancer. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in there. There is a lot of good stuff in there. You don't throw it all away. Now, insurers would be prohibited from shifting costs of those Band-Aids to enrollees in the form of deductibles or coinsurance or copayments. The bill does offer some religious-based exemptions. I don't even know what that means anymore. Now, the measure offers some religious-based exemptions and dictated or as dictated by federal law, which apply narrowly to churches and other religious nonprofits. So they wouldn't have to offer abortion services, thank God. Republicans were angered by the bill, but what do they do about it? We are both a sanctuary state for illegal aliens. We are now a sanctuary state for federally funded, illegal taxpayer-subsidized abortions. I mean, these guys have run amok, and we have let them. State senators, state assembly people, state representatives, we have let them. You know how we've let them run amok? Because you keep voting them back in. You keep telling them it's okay to do what they're doing. No, you don't send them a note and say, hey, keep doing what you're doing. No, what you do is you keep voting them back in. Don't vote them in anymore. Let the people in your neighborhood and in your areas know this isn't going to work for us. We're not going to allow this to happen. Remember that lady used to scream, stop the insanity? We have to stop the insanity. And the only way you're going to stop this insanity, the only way it's going to happen, is you keep voting them out. And I'll tell you what, if you need a couple of examples, if you need to vote one or two of them out to prove a point, then let's do it. So Joe Scarborough, you know, Morning Joe with, what's her name? Mikalita, whatever her name is. Mika? Good for her. So she the two of them, you know, they're just, the self-righteousness of the left sometimes is always amazing. As they sit there and call us out, or call out some of our candidates, call out some of our people for some of the things they're doing, and they've done all these things themselves. So let's hear what Joe Scarborough had to say on the morning show a few years back. I guess he's not a Democrat, he's a registered Republican. Considers himself a conservative, which shows you he's on drugs. Let's listen to what he had to say on the morning show recently.
Have you seen Fred Thompson's wife?
Oh yeah, you know.
You think she thinks she works the poll?
Yeah, that's...
He wasn't talking about the voter poll there. I just want to make sure we're clear.
That's what a Hollywood career is to do for you, I guess.
Have you seen Fred Thompson's wife?
Oh yeah. You know,
you think she thinks she works the poll?
Yeah, that's what a Hollywood career is to do for you.
See, The guy doing the interview doesn't even know what to say at that point in time. You know, he likes having him around, so he just wants to say anything to him. I would have said, wait, that's okay? See, when they do it, it's fine. When they do it, it's justified. When they do it, it's right. Fred Thompson, now deceased, he had a very pretty wife. And this is the best these guys can do, right? You got to make nasty jokes. But my God, a Republican does that. Republican makes those kind of say, oh, God, it's the worst thing in the world. You think they're skinning cats in the middle of the square? They're just hypocrites. They're just flat-out hypocrites. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Don't go far. In the next hour, we're going to do some really crazy stuff. Again, I hope that I can get Congressman Steve Knight on with me. But if I can't, we're going to talk about a mother that wants to sterilize her 7-year-old son before he sexually matures, and then she's going to freeze her eggs. I'm just amazed. Freeze her own eggs so he can one day